B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. How's it hanging?
It's hanging, buddy. It's hanging. And I hope everything's going okay with you. Did school give you, like, a new computer to take home or tablet to distance learning? I know everything's going back, but they're delaying kids going back in the classroom.
Yeah, I think it's from China, and it's full of spyware.
Okay, fair enough. But use it, or if you have to, you could sell it for weed.
Yeah.
Just tell your teachers
they
got lost. What? You don't like
weed?
I don't
like, not as much as some people.
Oh.
For some people, it's like a religion.
Yeah, I know, but not you. What do you prefer, Billy? You're 12.
I like beer.
Okay, sure. I like beer. You got a favorite beer?
I don't have that luxury.
I know, but something might be left. Sometimes, you know, one of your mom's friends might leave High Life.
Yeah, you mean like what in a perfect world?
In a perfect world.
I'm kind of hooked on that Bud Nitro. Some dick was trying to impress my mom with it. She didn't like it, so I'll never get it again.
You know who else likes that? Is Junior likes the Nitro. Haney had a bunch of it, and Junior went over to Haney's house and drank it all.
Yeah.
Right on.
He likes
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
You know, I had one the other night. It's pretty good. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, but me and Junior know Price is right. Right, bud?
That's right, homie.
Yeah, free. Free. When the price is right, any beer is good. Right, Billy?
right on.
Okay.
What's
going on, Billy? What's going on? What's happening?
You asked about the tablet and school.
Yeah, but you said it's made in China and it's full of spyware.
Yeah, but one of our lessons was about role models.
Yes. Do you have a role model? I had a role model growing up.
Not really. But it got me worried.
Oh.
Because we were supposed to think about what's going to happen to us.
Yeah. Role models are important. Maybe is your dad a role model for you?
I like him. But not really, because I don't understand where his money came from.
Mm. And he's far away now with that girl. He's on some tropical beach right now.
Oh, yeah. He's kicking ass. I'm happy for him.
Well, then good. Then you should be. He's like a role. Wouldn't you want to be that? Get a hot chick and, you know, a lot of money and live your days on a beach?
Yeah, because when he had to I had to call him on Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I apologized for bothering him.
Mm.
And then he apologized. It really meant a lot to me. He apologized for banging my mom.
Nah, if he didn't bang your mom, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it made me feel better. It's just a horrible mistake. Just a momentary lapse of judgment.
Don't go along thinking that, Billy. You're not a mistake.
Yeah, but it's true.
Well, maybe it is, but you don't go and let that hang over you all your life. You've got a brain. You've got two arms, two legs. Go do something about it.
My mom can't even take care of herself. She's a basket case. My dad, he's got to finance his lifestyle.
Yeah.
So if anything good is going to happen, I'm going to have to do it myself.
Yeah. Does your mom get mad that you're on the phone calling the radio station? Does she even know you do it?
She's totally oblivious.
Is she in the house now?
No, she's sprawled out. All cloudy, but she's sprawled out on a rusty lounge chair in the backyard and says she's sunbathing and has the strap off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's to hide those strap lines when you want to wear a low-cut dress or something.
Yeah, it looks like a seal on the beach.
Now, yeah, Billy, we didn't want to call up and say anything bad about your mother.
Fine. Oh, look, there's a walrus in Billy's backyard. No, that's my mom.
We were talking about making something of yourself and not having that cloud of a mistake hanging over your head.
And part of the lesson was that I had to describe what I want to be like when I'm a grown man.
Right. Yeah, we all had to do that.
My answer was that I wanted to be feared and respected by other men and lusted after by females of all ages and extremely wealthy.
Wow.
I think I'm off to a good start.
Yeah, I think you're off to a really good start.
Then they started talking about role models.
Yes.
And they showed us slides of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk.
Right. Those are two very wealthy, inventive guys.
Yeah, but I look at these guys, and they're telling me to be like Jeff Bezos, who's a short man with a Napoleon complex.
True.
Bald head with wonky eyes.
Yes.
Does he have a fake eye?
I don't know. I've never really taken a close look at him. I'd have to see him up close to tell you that, Billy.
Next time you see a picture, look at it, because one eye is completely different from the other.
Really?
And he looks like a dick.
Okay. All right.
And Elon Musk seems kind of cool.
Yes.
But I had to watch an interview with him, and that guy is definitely on the spectrum.
Some of the most brilliant people in the world, Billy, are on the spectrum.
Well, it must be like a superpower.
Yeah. Some people got it. Some people don't. I'm looking at Bezos now. I think he's got a lazy eye.
So it's like a dead eye?
Yeah, it's like a lazy eye. Probably when he was your age, had to wear a patch over one.
Yeah, well, he's nothing to write home about, even after he started working out.
It's money. It's all about money. You got the money. You ever see the movie Scarface, Billy, with Al Pacino?
No.
Well, watch that, and he'll tell you.
I saw a clip on YouTube, something about your womb is so polluted.
Not that one part. Not that scene.
I saw, I guess it's the end of the movie, where his face is buried in his desk, and he says, "You want some cocaine?
No.
You want some cocaine?
No, that's not.
I give you some cocaine. Say hello to my little friend."
So you know the movie.
And everybody dies.
I'm talking about when he says, first...
I'm Tony Montana, mother...
Hey, first comes the money, then comes the power, then come the women.
Yeah, it didn't work out so good for him, I guess.
Not at the end, because he crossed people he shouldn't have. I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about you.
So how did Tony Montana get so rich?
Drugs. We're working for the cartel. Why am I talking? So, you're 12. I shouldn't be talking about this.
Because Tony Montana was feared and respected by men. And women lusted after him, and he had a lot of money.
Yeah. You got to find some kind of career that's going to make you a lot of money. Are you smoking, Billy?
Yeah.
What do we got this time? Anybody leave a pack around that was visiting your mom?
No. It's one of hers. I don't know. It's like floral scented.
Okay. But don't worry there. She's lying out back in a rusty lawn chair.
Yeah, because she's a strong, independent woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's sleeping?
Well, I wouldn't call it sleeping. She's unconscious.
All right, Billy, I'm running out of time. What? Anything I can do for you? Anything you need?
Well, I'm no good at sports. I can't be an athlete. That's one way to get the money.
Yes.
The only other thing I could see is that I have to become a rapper like Machine Gun Kelly, and then I can bang Megan Fox-level quality girls.
Okay.
I don't want to be a Brian Austin Green. I want to be a Machine Gun Kelly.
got the guy right. Junior has rappers come into his studio all the time. He did stuff with Haney's voice today. He can make anybody sound superb, sound great. You wanna maybe hook up with Junior?
But the problem is, well, Stan, I'm white and I'm not very talented.
It doesn't matter. Junior can make you sound great.
What do I have to do,
Junior?
You don't have to do much. Just come up with some lyrics and spit it into the microphone, and I'll work my magic for you.
Yeah.
But you got to pay me.
Oh, he you'd give Billy a break, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, come on.
So could I do it right now, and then you take it home with you?
Yeah, go ahead. Spit some bars. Let's see what you got, dog.
Go ahead, Billy.
I'm not good at rhyming. My mom's a bitch. My life sucks, but I like listening to Stan and Haney, and I hope that one day I will be feared and respected by men, lusted after by women of all ages, and I will be a gentleman of independent means, but no one will know where my money ever came from.
Okay, so that's what you want to do?
Drat. Drat. Is that how you do it?
Billy, it's a little bit more. Drat.
Try that.
Drat.
Drat.
Bleh.
Drat.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports, called Case Files in American Justice on A&E. In my nearly 40 years of investigating journalism, the one case I've not been able to solve, and to which there are no answers, is how these gentlemen are still employed. Here's Stan and Haney.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Yeah, because it's free. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Well, it's quite a value.
It's a bargain. I'll tell you, it's a bargain. Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition
and
of the Stan and Haney Show.
Welcome, everybody, to presidential debate pregame.
Please.
We'll have the entire show dedicated to nothing but that.
That's all they're doing. You know what? I will say something. Whether you like this idea, the debate you like, but here's what I'm enjoying. This is just as a grown man who loves this kind of stuff. You know, the poke a stick.
Mm-hmm.
So, has nothing to, this could be anything, but it just happens to be the debate coming up tonight. I'm president.
Well, you're a fan of conflict.
Yes, love it. The president. I want Joe Biden to take a drug test. I want to see what he's on. And of course, they have to reply, no.
We won't take a drug test. Okay, well, then I want his ears checked.
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Well, maybe, but Joe needs frequent bathroom breaks. Yeah,
that's the latest one. Trump.
I need a break every 30 minutes, at least, and then maybe
well,
I'll let you check my ears. Well, then maybe he shouldn't be running for president.
Trump wants a complete rundown of Biden's hearing aids and all
well,
that.
Well, yeah, because they're going to jab him in the ass. Yeah. You know this.
You go. Trump says, I got no problem being wanded down for electronic devices. Joe, you do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Let me wand you.
Never forget. Donald Trump knows how the game is played. Unlike Joe Biden, Donald Trump has been part of the WWE.
That's right. That's right.
He knows how to hype up a fight and what to do when he gets
you
there.
You remember that WWE Royal Rumble or whatever it was where him and McMahon went at it, and he beat Vince McMahon and got to shave his head.
Yep.
The loser had to get their head shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Trump wins. McMahon is pinned down and his head shaved.
Yep.
I loved it. And wasn't the special guest referee Pete Rose, I think.
Yep. Donald Trump shaving his head and he's going, oh, I'm pretty good at this. Perhaps I should have been a barber.
Yes. I want you to, Junior,
if a man can do that, being president of the United States is easy.
I want you to post that. See if there's a video of it. And posts the video of Trump holding McMahon down, shaving his head.
There's your debate preview.
There it is. There's Trump and Biden. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's going to be upset about tonight. Nobody's going to like it. The expectations are not going to be met. Trump will not have the killer instinct to go in for the kill. Biden will make it through the debate because we're waiting for royal thing to happen.
But there's supposed to be three of them. Do you think that will happen?
I don't know.
And that's where Trump's got to be careful because you know he's got the lines, but does he use them tonight on the chance that it's the only one that happens?
Here's what I think. I think that nobody is going to be happy, and the media will
go... Is Biden going to go, that's so unacceptable, I won't do this again?
The media is going to go that he, no matter how he does, if he stands up straight for the 2 hours, they're going to go and just pummel the fact that it was the greatest debate since JFK over Nixon.
I want to know what it is they jab in Biden's ass that can make him talk for 2 hours.
Oh, look up Kennedy and all them, that Dr. Feelgood guy.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're mentally addled, what shot? Is it just amphetamines?
I don't know. I demand a drug test and a hearing aid test.
Because I don't think
I don't know, and I don't really
over,
care.
Over 90 minutes, I don't see if you're addled that you could really hold it together.
No. But I'm telling you, people are going to be upset. People are not going to get the satisfaction out of this that they think they're going to get on either side.
So you don't think there's going to be a because you'd be in jail moment tonight?
There's not going to be a moment. There is not going to be a moment where there is a left cross that's going to stun either one of them.
So are they going to go out and be nice to each other?
They're not going to be nice. There's going to be passive aggressiveness. Chris Wallace, who's a 70-year-old lib on Fox.
Who's in on it.
Who's in on it. it's not going to... And no matter what Biden does, and he's got the support of...
Very statesmanlike.
They're going to say he was great.
Well, he was very statesmanlike, very presidential.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there.
And then... You know,
I'm going to watch it on our own time.
On our news services, we'll see pictures of him openly drooling, but they'll say it was great.
What is this? let's see. Stone Cold shaved Vince's head. No, he didn't. I'm looking at Trump right there cutting it.
Stone Cold was one of the referees.
Ah.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've got a picture right here where Trump is in the act of shaving Vince's head.
Yeah, right, now, right down to the skin.
Now, maybe it was the ceremonial first cut, and he didn't want to be bothered with the rest of it.
Nevertheless, we'll be back.
And he looks very workmanlike in that photo.
Very presidential.
Going to work.
We'll be back.
Yeah, statesmanlike.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. 1 hour from now, we will be joined via telephone with Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He is a lawyer, attorney, esquire. If you'd like to ask Mike a legal question, the Absolute Law text line is open, 239-277-9600. Get your question in for Mike.
And he's been with us for a while now, so everybody's used to it, because I remember when we first had him in, a bunch of Beasleys came in and said, what are you guys lawyering up for? Said it's for the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And they, okay, then.
They eventually backed down because a week would go by, they'd forget, and then come rushing back into the studio.
What are you all lawyered up for?
What are you lawyering up for? Well, we told you last week. That's pretty much what happened.
I wonder if you're just a forgettable person.
Who?
Because that's happened with many doctors with you. Well, it's always a pleasure to see a new patient. I've been seeing you for 6 years.
I had a doctor, three doctors ago, I wish I could say his name. I don't even know if he's alive anymore. But he was an elderly doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And since I moved to Fort Myers, he was my doctor. And I had to make an appointment to see him. You know, because I was on cholesterol stuff, so I had to have blood work done. He had to look at it. Every single time he would come in, he would think I was a new patient. Well... It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Dr.
Now, let's go over what prescriptions you're on.
Yeah.
Who the hell put you on this junk?
Yes, it was him. It's a true story. It's very true.
And you would be so exasperated.
Yeah. It was like, that's when I said I got to go get a different doctor. I can't take it anymore.
Because didn't he have a habit of, like, he had a big building and he'd book all the rooms. And you would get one with a window where you're waiting for 3 hours, and you'd see him drive up after you've been waiting 3 hours.
True. You'd be waiting.
He'd go around the back.
Not several hours, but you'd have to wait like maybe an hour for him. And the room had a window, and you'd see him drive up. He's just getting in now. I've been here for 45 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to get there before the doctor.
No, and I was. Well, Stan, we'll get you an early appointment. We'll have you in at 8:15.
That's why I don't buy those early appointments.
Doctor will see you. Doctor saw me at about 9:30.
When he was good and damn ready.
When he was good and damn ready.
Now, the receptionist meant well.
Yes. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, she's the one that, pulled some strings and got you in early.
Yeah, that early appointment.
So early there was no doctor in the house.
Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Oh, by the way, before I start the grab bag, we'll have the local beat in about 30 minutes, an update on the Robert E. Lee bust. There was a protest in favor of the bust yesterday. But I came across this. Junior heard it, and he put it in for me into the system. I'm going to play for you, with the exception of the Beatles anthology stuff, I'm going to play for you the last piece of music the Beatles ever recorded. It was just, they were just jamming. And somebody found this tape, a Beatle file. On the reel-to-reel tape, it said, to get rid of. Throw it out. What it was January 4th, 1970, 6 months after the Beatles had broken up. Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, Lennon was out of the country, had to go in and put finishing touches on Let It Be that hadn't been released yet. And somebody was running tape. And, you know, you're in a band, Junior's been in a band and knows music. I guess this happens as you're working on something for a few hours. You go and take a break, and as you're all just hanging around, you'll start jamming.
And if you're the Beatles, somebody will record it.
And if you're the Beatles, somebody will
if
record it.
If you're not, they probably won't.
Yep. And the tape was supposed to be tossed. Not part of anything. Somebody saved it. Somebody found it. And it's Paul McCartney on keyboards, George Harrison on guitar, and Ringo Starr on drums in their session, just jamming. And it was the last time.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get your levels set. You got to limber up. And
it was the last. So I'll play a little clip of that. And then we'll have the local beat later on today. A chance to win. And I've got Busch Gardens Hollow Stream tickets today. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. I'm proud of this one. Today's topic, movie coaches.
I can see the potential there.
There's a good potential. So there you go. That's all coming up on the show. Wow. Speaking of sports, the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup last night.
Taken along by Radulov. Got it on back to the point.
It's their second Stanley Cup.
And nobody knows.
And nobody knows. And nobody was there. Here's Gary Bettman giving him the cup.
There's no harder championship to win. The gauntlet that you have to run to hoist this trophy is unbelievable. And never more unbelievable than this year. These guys have been away from home for more than 2 months. This has been the ultimate team effort. This Stanley Cup run will go down in the record books as perhaps the hardest run of all times. You guys should all be incredibly proud. This has been an amazing accomplishment. It is my honor to present the Stanley Cup to Stephen Stamkos.
Now think about this, Haney. You have Tom Brady down in Tampa with the Bucks. They're starting to turn things around. He looked like his old self last week. The Rays are in the playoffs. They had one of the best records in baseball. The Lightning have already won the Cup. They could conceivably get the World Series and the Super Bowl in Tampa all in like 1 year. A COVID year. Conceivably, it could happen.
And how heartbreaking would that be?
Yeah, and we couldn't go see any of it. Yeah, in a COVID year where nobody could watch, locations where they're not even in your city.
Kind of sucks.
Yep. Where was this?
Now, you know, it seems like, as always, the NFL will come out smelling like a rose, because by the time the Super Bowl comes around, either something will have happened to defeat the virus, or people will have just had enough. And I predict they'll be able to have a normal Super Bowl.
I think there'll be a normal Super Bowl.
And especially, thanks to our governor, you've got three teams. They can basically have a full stadium if they want, right?
If, I think stadiums, they want the stadium still to use social distancing. So it's going to be, for stadiums, limited capacity. But you're still going to be able to have 15, 20,000 fans at a football game. They're going to just... There are cities right now where they don't allow anybody.
Yeah, because it's like Dallas, I think, is allowed to have the most fans. They were allowed up to 50%.
Now,
so I would think we could surpass that with Phase 3.
I don't know. I know that the Super Bowl is scheduled in, what, February to be played in Tampa. Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. A guy was feeling...
I will say, if Tampa Bay is going to win the Super Bowl,
yeah,
let it be this year. Because last year, I watched LSU all year. And to watch them play the championship game in New Orleans, it was even more special.
A guy filmed his buddy jumping into the ocean to hang out with a basking shark. These basking sharks are plankton eaters, so there's no...
I thought they murdered their husbands. The basking shark?
Basking.
Oh, that's a different thing.
They eat plankton and don't bother humans, but...
Humans bother them.
Right, like this. But once they both got in the water, they had second thoughts because that basking shark, pretty sure it was a great white.
In reverse.
That was a bad idea.
Get on the boat, Ryder.
Oh, I touched it.
Holy
get on the boat.
Dude, that's not a basking shark, dude. Ryder.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a basking shark.
I can see how you'd make that mistake, yeah. But I think you'd be more careful before you got in the water.
I have the audio that you talked about yesterday, Haney. The Exorcist woman.
Oh, my God.
And I saw the video for the first time, too.
If that doesn't creep you out, I don't know what does.
It is unbelievable.
When I look at these videos, I picture myself being on the plane.
Oh,
and
everybody
on
there was pretty calm.
Well, you have no choice.
Yes. Sit in your seat, continue looking at your phone, reading your magazine.
Hope whatever it is will pass.
As you got the spawn of Satan climbing over the seats.
I mean, her physical movements, if they make another Exorcist movie, they need to hire this lady because she's got the moves.
During a flight to Michigan, a woman had what doctors call a mental breakdown and started climbing around the cabin of the plane.
Just nothing but filthy language coming out of her mouth and very sexually aggressive.
People are comparing it to The Exorcist.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Got it?
I got it.
Trying to go home, bro.
She took some. She was just fine, and she took some.
Mm. The video is so disturbing.
Yeah, she's going off on this rant and crawling like a spider around the plane. And then somebody who looks a lot like Mike Trinopoulos shows up and says, "Let's go home."
Yeah. Make it all better. A lot of people love the vinyl versus the digital. All 25 James Bond themes, and there have been a lot of superstars that have recorded them, are coming out on limited edition vinyl, starting with the definitive one, Dr. No. This was the one that started it all. Good as that orchestration, Junior.
It's incredible.
Pretty cool.
God, takes me back to playing GoldenEye on Nintendo 64. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe you'll hear it, because some guy named Chad Needham, he's a singer, did a mashup of 24 of the 25 James Bond themes, and is... weird as it sounds, it's actually pretty good.
From Russia with love,
Goldfinger, and he strikes like Thunderball.
You only live twice.
We have all the time in the world. Diamonds are forever, live and let die. The man with the golden gun, nobody does it better. The Moonraker goes for your eyes only. We're on an all-time high. The choice for you is Abel Terakel. Living James Lights, I got a license to kill. Golden night, moon never dies. The world is not enough. Guess I'll die another day. You know my name. It's just another way to die. Skyfall, the writing's on the wall.
We remember a few years back when the great Glenn Frey passed away, and the Eagles decided to carry on. They continued a tour. They got Glenn Frey's son to join the band.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted, Ben.
Why? What are you distracted about? Why are you doing that? It's the GoldenEye video game.
Okay. Cross the bridge, kick that guy
out. Okay, all right. Will you please?
Oh, yeah.
I love the game just like you did.
You could actually play it? I thought it made you sick to play that.
No, I could play that one.
Then why can't you play other ones?
It was on a much simpler system.
This was like the grandfather of the shooters.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry about that.
That's right. But the Eagles continue to tour. They got Glenn Frey's son. They got Vince Gill to join the band for a lot of touring dates.
Who is one hell of a guitar player.
Yes. Now, the Eagles are getting ready to release a live album, Live from the Forum, 2018. This is the first release that they've put out with the new lineup.
And do they have, like, Don Henley's son, too?
Yeah, that's what I said. You were too busy playing a video game.
So it's Glenn Frey and Don Henley's sons?
Vince Gill. Joe Walsh.
I'm surprised those guys would do it.
Timothy B. Schmidt. Here's how they sound. They still sound great. This is Vince Gill taking the lead.
So she tells him she must go out for the evening. Comfort an old friend who's feeling down. He knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't.
Harmony's there.
I know it. They sound good. So you got that Don Henley singing in there, and that kind of, and of course,
that makes it sound familiar.
Yep. If you watched the Family Guy over the weekend.
Oh, I thought that had been canceled it's racist.
Nope, and things don't change till next year. But Stewie said his first words.
Stewie talks all the time.
To Brian, the rest of the family can't hear him.
Never really thought about it.
Yeah, they don't hear him.
Because he talks back to them.
He does. But they don't talk
to him. Stop it, woman!
Yeah. He can only talk to Brian. Well, he said his first words that everybody could hear Sunday night.
Today's coffee service will not include Chewy Chips Ahoy.
Hey, Stewie said his first word, and it was a swear.
Well, this is unacceptable. We have to leave right now and go straight to breakfast. Unbelievable.
They were in church, and Stewie was thinking about those chocolate chip cookies that they have at the church service afterwards. And, of course, it was the reverend that broke the news to him here. That's where he says his first words.
Today's coffee service will not include Chewy Chips Ahoy.
Hey, Stewie said his first word, and it was a swear.
Well, this is unacceptable. We have to leave right now and go straight to breakfast. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because Peter got up from the church service and left. And everybody's still sitting there. And you hear it in the background, the car starting. The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. When we come back, The Last Jam by the Beatles and The Local Beat. We'll update you on what's going on with that Robert E. Lee bust, because the Confederate Veterans Group says it's ours and we control it. And now they had about a dozen people downtown protesting it in favor of, including a black gentleman carrying the Confederate flag.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yes, he is, in a Confederate uniform.
Great guy. God bless him for coming down here.
Yep, he goes all over the country.
Yep.
We'll tell you about him, too. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We'd like to say hello to our listener, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
She doesn't like to miss her stories.
No, always likes to hear that stuff. Hi, Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Thank you.
Bunch of bitches.
Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law in about 30 minutes. You got a question for Mike. He'll be joining us. He's a lawyer. Family law, criminal, DUI, civil cases, veterans issues. Text a question for Mike if you'd like an answer. 239-277-9600 on the Absolute Law text line. Mike Chiannopoulos in about 30 minutes. Get your questions in now so you can be first up. We already have a few in, but go. Text us with your question for Mike Chiannopoulos, 239-277-9600. All right, let me set this up for you, Haney, because I got the info right here. And this was just discovered. And on the tape box of this thing, it said, scrap. Throw it out. The Beatles, without John, who was in Denmark at the time, are caught jamming in the studio while recording overdubs for Let It Be. It is marked on the reel-to-reel box, music during session.
So the Beatles were, without a doubt, completely broken up at that
time.
They
were broken up. They just had to, because they were still a company, and they still had an album to come out.
So it seems like Paul, George, and Ringo got along fine. John, not so much.
John, they always say, was the first one to break up with the Beatles. He probably would have been there, but it was like one of these call-ins. Guys, we got to get you in the studio. We need overdubs for this. We need overdubs for that. And so...
So it was happenstance, not intentional.
Yes. And so they are in the studio, and they took a break from doing the overdubs for Let It Be. And the three of them are there, and you guys are in bands. I'm not. They just as
they're... You desperately wanted to be, though.
I know. But as they were hanging out, they figured, you know, let's jam a little bit until they're ready to go and have us cut whatever they have to do. I guess from what I read...
Well, it's always good to, you know, let them set levels and see how the room is. And
I guess it was like an eight-hour session that they had there that day, and it was the last day they were all in the studio to work on a specific Beatles album. And somebody found this tape, and it's made its way through all the bootleg circuits and all of this stuff. Nobody was supposed to hear it. Is George Harrison on guitar, Paul McCartney on keyboards, Ringo on drums, and they're just jamming. They're just hanging out and killing time. Last time they played together. About 6 minutes before the reel starts flipping.
So this was never a Beatles song.
No.
This is just them.
Now, some people that have heard this say, listen to some of the keyboard stuff. Paul, in his head, was working on stuff that would later come out on Wings albums. So he would go and start playing on the keyboard. George would follow along.
Yeah, the keyboard is very Wings.
And the certain notes that he was putting together later eventually showed up on a Wings album. Just a little sample of what they were doing. They do a little stop, and then they pick back up again, but they're just jamming, killing time. Because I guess the session they went in like in the evening and didn't finish up till like 1 o'clock in the morning. And so they were just screwing around.
Except when they screw around, they make gold records.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated by the origin of things. And as big an Ozzy fan as I was in the early 80s, I never realized how much of Ozzy was really Randy.
Oh, of course.
And I was looking at it over the weekend. I put it up on my personal Facebook page, which you don't have access to.
No, I am blocked.
But it's labeled as a Quiet Riot song, because I think everybody knows Randy was in Quiet Riot mm-hmm. before he joined Ozzy. And there was this song that they introduced, and it's from a live tape. And Kevin Dubrow gets on a mic and he says, yeah, we're going to do a song now that features our guitarist, Randy. It's called Laughing Gas. And the song's like 8 minutes long, and it starts out like a regular Quiet Riot song. And then it goes with Randy Rhoads soloing, and you start to hear bits and pieces yeah. of virtually every Ozzy solo way before we knew about it.
We've said this about Steve Miller. We know this by listening to this stuff. They have the song in their head. They just got to put it all together. It's something probably that haunts them. They go and have it in their subconscious yep. and it's playing, and they got to put it somewhere.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is, it sounds like Randy Rhoads came to Ozzy with a ton of fully formed songs.
Yeah. Now let's do them. There you go. This last stuff.
If it's possible, he still doesn't get enough credit.
Let's do the local beat. Get you updated. A little protest in downtown Fort Myers yesterday in regards to the Robert E. Lee bust being taken down. And they had about a dozen people down there yesterday. And they didn't just stay in one spot. They moved around. They walked to the county commission office. They walked to where the bust used to be downtown. All Confederate flags, some uniformed. And if you want to see, because I got this from the news press, you can see the pictures. Headline reads, and this was from the Fort Myers News Press. Headline reads, Sons of Confederate Veterans Protest Fort Myers Decision to Send General Lee Bust to a Museum. I will give you the abbreviated version here. You can read the whole article in the Fort Myers News Press. A group of General Robert E. Lee sympathizers said on Monday they plan to file a lawsuit against the city of Fort Myers for removing the bust of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from its downtown permanent pedestal. David McAllister, an attorney for the local group of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, said the Fort Myers City Council should rescind its vote from the September 14th meeting and give proper notice about the discussion before permanently moving the bust to a museum. McAllister also said he disputes the city's claim of ownership of the bust.
I thought the county wanted to own it.
Yep. They were ping-ponging that back and forth.
You know, for something that nobody wants to display, there's a lot of fighting over who
yes.
owns it.
The Lee bust was installed in the mid-60s after many fundraising attempts by the now defunct, I hope I can say this right, Latia Ashmore Nutt chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. The bust has been controversial for years and has often spurred the local Lee County chapter of the NAACP to protest against it. The city decision.
In Lee County.
In Lee, yes. The city decision, yes, in Robert E. Lee County. The city decision led to the visit of H.K. Egerton Monday. Egerton is a prominent black activist from North Carolina who is a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans and often travels across the country in support of the Confederate flag and General Lee. Quote, I am a son of loyal slaves fighting for my Southern family, end quote, said Egerton, a former president of the Asheville, North Carolina chapter of the NAACP. Put the bust of General Lee back. I am very ashamed of the city council for what they did, said Egerton. While council members voted not to welcome the return of Lee's bust and to send it to a museum, how that will happen is still uncertain, especially because the city does not have the statue in its possession. They don't have it. The Sons of Confederate Veterans removed the statue at the beginning of June following the unrest across the country over the killing of George Floyd.
And remember, it had been vandalized all throughout the year.
Oh, yeah. After protesters in other regions of the country had vandalized Confederate memorials, the bust was taken down. Egerton was the sole black person at the march from Monroe Street on Monday, where the empty pedestal is, to City Hall. He was joined by about a dozen supporters in his march. At City Hall, he stood in front of the doors with the Confederate flag hoisted in his hands and made a speech. Quote, it belongs to we the people, he said. It was dedicated to we the people. Egerton said his vote is about fighting for honor. I am sick and tired of these folks writing this narrative about slavery and how bad it was, he said. He motioned towards the people clad in Confederate fatigues and surrounding him at the pedestal. He added, this was our family. This was our friends. And there's, if you go to the news press site, there's, I want to say there's about 18 photographs of what was going on there last night. And the thing is, county own it, city own it, neither one of them are in possession of it. It's in safekeeping.
It's very safe.
It's very, very, very safe. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike Chiannopoulos is a very busy man. He's an attorney. He's a lawyer. He runs Absolute Law.
Uh-huh.
And every Tuesday, he spends a little bit of time with us and our audience
to answer any legitimate question.
To answer any legitimate legal question you may have. Not everybody can have an attorney on retainer. And if you think somebody's messing with you, trust me, they already have legal representation. Maybe you should at least know where to go and what to do.
That's the case. That's when you really need Mike.
Yep.
When they've been working you over for 6 months to a year and you don't even know it.
You might need to talk to an attorney. And he offers free legal advice every Tuesday here on the show. And he'll tell you, if you want a phone consultation with him afterwards, he'll be glad to do that as well. Text your question, 239-277-9600. Family law. You know, this COVID, you did the story. Divorce is skyrocketing. He'll head divorce, family law, visitation with the kids, alimony, child support, all of it. You got a legal issue? Maybe you got thrown into the slammer and you need to talk to somebody? Got the DUI, criminal? Maybe you're a veteran? Want to know where to go because you're not getting a satisfactory answer? Mike Chinopoulos, this is your opportunity. 239-277-9600. Text your question for Mike Chinopoulos. He is next on the Stan and Haney Show.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show, 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from Stan's Name That Movie. But guess what? It's Tuesday. And that's Mike Chinopoulos Day here on the Stan and Haney Show. Mike is an attorney from Absolute Law, and he takes your legal questions and gives you advice, and he's been doing it with us for a long, long time. Mike Chinopoulos now joins us. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What do you know, Stormy?
I thought we were going with Storm, because Stormy sounded a bit feminine.
Yeah, well, whatever you feel comfortable with, we don't want to force anything on you.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well,
We didn't even know your pronouns.
Gender identity.
Yeah,
I don't have any gender identity problems. So, but let's go with Storm Chinopoulos.
I just want to say this as we start the segment, and we've got a good chunk of texters and emailers that have questions for you today, Mike. We know that Governor Ron DeSantis has moved to phase 3. And I'm hopeful within the next couple of weeks, because I've already had discussions, you, my friend, will be able to come back into the studio and it'll be like old home week.
Well, that will be nice when I get to come in and see you guys again.
Absolutely.
That will be nice.
It would be really nice. Let's start right off the bat. We have questions that people would like answered, because Mike Chinopoulos, family law, criminal, DUI, civil, veterans issues. And when I say veterans issue, that's the first one up today, Mike. This is a text from Anya, and she writes to you, Mike. She says, Mike, my dad is a Vietnam veteran and has Agent Orange, but they keep denying his claims at the VA. Now he has just been diagnosed with multiple brain tumors and carcinoma in his lung. He's about to give up on his claim, but I want him to fight it to the end so he can get the compensation he deserves. I'm his only family. I'm his daughter. Little footnote to this, Mike. He had been referred, I guess, through the VA or somebody referred him to a law firm. They haven't done anything yet. She's asking, what should he do now?
Well, he has to continue to work with the VA. And the problem with the VA, and I would have to talk to her, so feel free to call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. There'll be no charge for the consultation. But I need to know things like how long ago did he apply, what did they reject him for, things that I have to talk to you about off the air. So give me a call, 239-ASK-MIKE, give you the free legal consultation, point you in the right direction at the VA. I know that it's cumbersome and full of red tape, but I can help direct you where you need to be.
Mike, let me ask you a question, because I have heard everybody, including yourself, including when you hear the president talk about these things, about how complicated the VA can be. Let's just hypothetically say I'm a veteran from Afghanistan, and I'm going for the first time for VA medical attention or benefits. How cumbersome is it? How many hoops do you have to jump through for somebody that says, okay, first time, I'm going to see if I can get some medical attention or what have you?
Well, I will tell you that the first time is the worst, because you have to get established and set up in the system. And that takes a lot of patience and takes much more time than it should. But once you're in there and you're set up, it's pretty easy to get the care that you need. It's that initial issue that the young soldiers, or even soldiers who are just not easily, you know, easily confused. This guy has a tumor in his head.
Right.
He's not going to be able to do the same thing, right? He needs some help. So that's what the veteran service officers are for, and they help those people.
Okay. Absolute Law text line. We have another veterans issue. Mike, my question to you is this. I'm a veteran, and I currently only have 40% disability, but I've been trying to get it high, trying to get a higher rating because my back is completely shot. But the VA is not willing to move to a higher rating. What should I do to get a higher rating?
Well, there are several things you can do. But one of them is to go back and look at how they rated you. And the VA does some crazy math, okay? So they consider you to be 100% whole person. Then let's say you have an injury like my shoulder that's, you know, 30%. So they say, okay, 100% minus 30% is 70%. Okay, so then you have a shoulder that's, you know, 10%. But doesn't come out of the 100. 10% comes off the 70% remaining. So in other words, it's only 0.7, okay? So they do the math. It's called VA math, and it's very confusing, and you have to understand it in order to apply and get the right thing done to improve your rating, your disability rating.
That sounds complicated, too.
It's very complicated. The math is, I think, intended to kind of scare people off and so that they don't make claims. I mean, it's terrible. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I can explain the math to you. Maybe that'll help. No charge for that either.
All right. Absolute Law text line. Mike, I was arrested for illegal concealed carry in 1983. Did the pretrial intervention and probation. County court records show nolo processed. But FDLE deposition shows pending sanity. I never pleaded insanity. How do I get this fixed?
Well, and if the charge was nolo, what that means is nolo contendere, which is just, you know, Latin for no charges. Okay, so it's really hard to do because there's no case open to go in it. There was never a case. So I think you have to, I would start by sending a Freedom of Information Act to the FDLE, and then I would send them a letter asking them to correct it. If they don't, you can go to court and get an injunction making them correct it, or a writ making them correct your record.
I'm noticing this today, nothing is easy.
It isn't.
Yeah, well.
With the law.
Tell that to General Flynn.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, right.
Nothing.
Did you see that, Mike? Barr sent
he sent
the deputy attorney general down there, and they're still effing with this guy.
You know, and General Flynn's a hell of a good man and a good general, and it's all just politics and crap, and they're tarnishing a man's reputation. And they're impugning the integrity of a man who has more integrity than any one of those politicians all put together.
Of the matter that you've got a judge who's trying to prosecute a case that the DOJ says we don't want it prosecuted. The defense says we've withdrawn the guilty plea, and the judge is just keeping this going.
Right, right. And is it political gain for him somehow? I don't know.
How can a judge, and you were at one time a judge yourself, Mike, how can a judge do that? How can a judge start dictating not on, based on law? I mean, if the DOJ withdraws and the prosecution says no, how can a judge just sit there and ignore all of that? I mean, are they able to do that? Evidently they are.
Unfortunately, a judge has the role of accepting or rejecting a plea, and I've never seen a judge refuse to accept the prosecutor's dismissal. I don't know how they can, because that's prosecutorial discretion. If there's a plea, the judge can say, look, you're only getting fined this much, or you're only getting this much time. No, I don't approve that. It's not stiff enough, or it's too stiff. Judge can do that. But with regard to dismissal, I know of no legal authority under which a judge can say, well, I don't care, I'm not accepting your dismissal or your no filing of charges against this person. That's crazy.
But yet, in the world of this, it is allowed to continue.
Yeah, I mean, somebody needs to take that up.
Yeah, I I am not up to date on the whole thing. I've just seen bits and pieces because the hearing is going on today. And evidently, at some point, Judge Sullivan went off on a rant about Trump's tweets.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, that's government business right there. That's as good as it gets, gentlemen. Unfortunately, they're not up there to do our bidding. They're up there to line their pockets. Every single one of those politicians. Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter.
And then with this Supreme Court nominee, get ready, I would assume, for another round of just humiliating questions and trying to make her out to be the worst human being on the face of the earth.
You know, I hope that we learn something from the last debacle that we had where we put off the confirmation hearings to get witnesses to come in from out of town, and when they finally showed up after being delaying the proceedings, etc., they actually couldn't even put him in the same room. And I was so offended by that and by the waste of money and the waste of time. These are our elected officials. Again, they're not there doing our business. They're there doing their own bidding. That was nothing but political manipulation. And I expect to see the same disgusting behavior this time from the same despicable humans.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Christine Blasey Ford is on her way to town to tell us how Judge Barrett, her husband, and seven children raped her back in 19...
Jeez. Mike, we had a couple of...
All right, long dong, Haney.
We had a couple of emailed questions that came in over the past couple of days. They want your advice. This one, and both of them have to do with, I'm assuming, divorce or child support here. The first one, Mike, how does one calculate child support? I'm in the process of getting a divorce. Over the last few months, my soon-to-be ex lost her job to COVID, and I have had hours cut. I also picked up part-time work. How do I calculate child support?
Well, you calculate child support by taking your income, his income, and you put it into the formula that the state gives you. And what it comes out to be, it is. And a judge can only has the authority to adjust that based on the facts and evidence by 5%. So if your child support is supposed to be $1,000, you can increase it or decrease it $100 a month. That's it.
I think
so
what
the statute is the statute. You put the numbers in, and that's the child support.
I think what this emailer was saying that over the past 6, 7, 8 months, both of their salaries have changed and was not planned
Let's say, hypothetically, the woman in the case is working a high-paying job, contemplates divorce, quits that job, becomes totally dependent on the husband's income for a couple of months, then files.
Then I know how that looks.
Yeah, well, that's the bad part. There's all sorts of room to manipulate the law here, there, Haney. And the laws in divorce, especially, the law is kind of like a handgun. It's only as dangerous as the one who possesses it. And look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what's right or what's wrong, what's best for your children or not. The truth is, whoever has control of the money is going to win.
So she can delete her 33,000 emails, but the judge is gonna say that you're colluding with Russia.
Haney.
Only if she had an illegal server in her house.
Jeez. I think what, although Haney's point is well taken, I think what this, as you know, I'm trying to remember what I went through. Wasn't it the previous year's income from both of you or what you made like the year before, how they figure that stuff out, if my memory serves me correctly?
No, it's the current incomes of the party.
All right.
That was done to me.
Yeah. I think in the last 6 months, this couple who've been married for a while had a combined income of, say, $200,000 a year. It is now down to $40,000 a year as they struggle to hang on. And then he's wanting to know calculating child support in that instance.
Well, you know, there's something called imputation of income, and what that means in just plain English is, if you went from making a large sum of money to a very small sum of money about the time of the divorce or about the time it was filed, guess what? We can look at your education, training, and experience and say, yeah, you're making $40,000 a year. That's because you're choosing to work at Walmart. You could go back to being an engineer and make $450,000 a year like you did 3 years ago. So, no, we're going to hold you accountable for the $300,000.
But maybe the job isn't there.
Is that a new law?
No, that's been going on for at least a decade. But the problem is, like Stan said, you know, what if the job's not available? So we have experts come in and testify. Here's their qualifications.
Oh,
you know, here are these jobs
man.
That are available in the area. It's
God, I wish you were around years ago, Mike.
One more for you that we have, Mike, and it's kind of along the same lines here regarding a divorce. Emailed to us yesterday, as a matter of fact. Mike, what constitutes a simple divorce? My wife and I have two grown kids. After they left the house, we kind of drifted apart. We're now more like two roommates in the house. We own our home outright and don't have any major debts. Is that constitute a simple divorce? Thanks.
It will be a simple divorce. It will not be, a summary divorce where you can go and do it very quickly, very cheaply, very easily if you have no minor children, which you don't, and if you own no property, which you do. So you'll have to go through the regular system, but because there's not going to be any fighting, if that's true,
right,
then it can still be done very quickly, easily, and cheaply. If you want to fight, it's going to cost money.
I just don't understand these people that get divorced over fairy tales. Things change over time.
Yep.
You're not a teenager on your first date anymore, and you never will be. Just life changes.
Yes, circumstances change. And there's ups and downs.
And you're looking across at this man who's put up with your wackiness for 30 years... And then you decide, I'm bored. He doesn't pay attention to me.
Sorry, Mike.
Or you wake up one morning and decide that you can't decide. Do I want to get a divorce or do I want to just gnaw my arm off and leave?
Mike, as you have always said on this show, and you've said for a very long time, you're available.
No, you don't gnaw your arm off. You go, look, my soul died back in the 90s.
That's right. Haney, you're available 24/7, and people need to know and keep that number, 239-ASK-MIKE, but they... And I'm not saying calling you up in a dead sleep for nothing like I do. But if somebody gets arrested and they need assistance, they can get you directly.
That's right. You can call 239-ASK-MIKE, and if it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6. You come straight to me. I answer 24/7. I sleep noon to 6 a.m. If you don't have an emergency, call me outside those hours. And if you do, call me and wake me up.
It's he sleeps like I do.
Wait a second. You sleep from noon until 6 a.m.?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Good for him.
Good for you.
I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Yes.
Midnight. I'm sorry. I apologize. Jeez. You know, that it shows you that I'm a little tired. I can't even keep that straight.
We love you, Mike.
Thanks. Talk to you next week, gentlemen.
Yes, all right, sir. Storm.
Bye.
There he goes, Mike Chinopoulos.
I would like to sleep from noon to 6 a.m.
Yeah, I know you would.
Although that's a little early to get up.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This Sunday, ECW comes home to the Dome. The Evangelical Christian Wrestling League is back. That's right. This Sunday, the Evangelical Christian Wrestling League lights up the Dome. It's time for Purgatory 3. All of your favorite evangelical Christian wrestlers throw down in the ring. Winner takes all. The title is on the line. See the old school Old Testament grudge match between the Lord's Flair and Apostle Creed. Behold the glory of the Tag Team Championship matchup as the Choir Boys take on Pain and Abel. The international title is on the line as Jerry Brawlwell goes toe-to-toe, verse for verse, with the Ouch Bishop. Then, the Evangelical Christian Wrestling Heavyweight title belt is on the line, facing off in the steel cage from the Pulpit of Pain. John the Baptist versus Jesus That Hurt. Special appearances by Mary Magdalene, the Bible Thumper, Abrahammer, and the Ecclesiast Kicker. It's ECW Evangelical Christian Wrestling presents Purgatory Free this Sunday. All hell breaks loose.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll see if there's any traffic this afternoon. Then we'll have some news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes from now. A chance to win. We've got Stan's Name That Movie today. Movie coaches. Mm. Coaches in movies. One of the prizes up for grabs. Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens' Hollow Scream.
You know, we need to do some marketing, Stan.
We can't market ourselves. We've never been able to market ourselves.
But we can with the help of listeners.
Okay.
Hear me out.
All right, I'm listening. Lay it on me. How can the listeners help?
Well, when they call in,
yes,
we need maladies. We need people that are convincing that will say things like, oh, thanks to Stan and Haney, I can finally bend over to pet my dog again.
Yes.
Before Stan and Haney, I couldn't even stand to be around my grandchildren.
But thanks to Stan and Haney,
yeah,
we've had more time together than I care to mention.
I no longer fear being in enclosed spaces, thanks to Stan and Haney.
You see, you got that father-son product on the mind.
That's because they're that good, and you never know what the product is.
I still don't. What is it called?
Relief Factor.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's a father and son.
And they never tell you what it is.
They never tell you what it is. It comes in a bucket.
I thought it came in like a bag.
Maybe it's a bag.
I think it came in a bag like, you know, when you get those laundry pods yes. in a resealable bag. It looks like that to me.
But it's these, this father and son. The father is ashamed of his son because he kind of looks simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have conservative talk show hosts
yes.
stand between them.
And that's my dream, to be in that position. I want to be between the father and son.
And they tell you that they're pain-free because of, what is the product?
Relief Factor.
Relief Factor.
But they don't tell you what it is.
But you don't know what it is. And then they cut to like a grandmother who says, I've spent the $39.50 on Relief Factor and the pain went away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is it? What are you talking? Just try it for 1 week and your pain will go pain-free.
We'll ship it out right away.
Right away. What are you shipping to me?
I always wondered what it felt like to be Lazarus in the tomb. Now I know. I can walk again.
Yeah. I used to be bedridden.
Yep.
But once I tried, what is it?
Relief Factor. Whatever that is.
Once I paid up front for Relief Factor, a product that I don't even know what it is. Do I mix it with water? Do I swallow it whole? Is it pill? Is it ointment, a gel, a cream?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it a patch?
I was clinically dead for several minutes, but thanks to Stan and Haney, I can go shopping again.
You know what? You're absolutely right. If we had a series of those.
And we can gather them over time.
Over time, we can gather them and then just
Everybody's got their own malady.
Yeah.
I never thought my knee would be right again. Thanks, Stan and Haney.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. And they won't know what we're talking about either.
Yep.
Because nobody knows what Relief Factor is.
Thanks to Stan and Haney, underarm stains are a thing of the past.
Yep. Thank you, Stan and Haney.
Yep.
I don't know what we'd do without you.
Hi, I'm Mark Haney. This is Stan, along with our idiot son, Junior.
And we want to tell you about Relief Factor. I don't know what that is. What is this? Somebody on hold?
Maybe we got a first malady.
Yeah, maybe we got our first malady. Hold on.
Make sure you're rolling them, Junior.
Yeah, right. Make sure we got everything going. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, Stan. This is Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Listen, I've been a longtime listener, and I just want to say to all the K-Rock listeners out there that if it wasn't for Stan and Haney, I couldn't get by the day without having a few laughs. And any day of the week, they're always there for you.
And can you say your skin cleared up?
Yeah, thanks to Stan and Haney, my skin cleared up.
And thanks to Stan and Haney, my skin cleared up.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. There, make sure you save that. There's number one.
There's number one. We'll collect these over time.
Thanks to Stan and Haney, my neck pain is a thing of the past.
Yep. Thanks to Stan and Haney, I can drive my tractor again.
Yep. I used to love gardening, yeah. But then, oh, the pain.
Ooh.
But thanks to Stan and Haney, I'm up to my ass in petunias again. You see the possibilities?
That's spectacular. That's spectacular.
I've tried the other lumbar cushions, and quite frankly, I threw them in the trash. Thanks, Stan and Haney.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Brilliant. Oh, we might have another one here. Hold on. Let Junior check it, because we got to start collecting these things.
Yeah, we got to start banking them.
Yep.
And then just hit them rapid fire.
Yep. And then boom, boom, boom. I don't care how long it takes. But we got one. We got another live one. All right. Ahoy.
Hey, ahoy, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. What do you got?
Hey,
what do you got for us? Go ahead.
Listen, I thought my impotence would be the end of my marriage. But thanks to Stan and Haney, my wife can still experience 4 hours of pleasure a day.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Well done.
And unsolicited.
And unsolicited. No, we're not. We're asking just your own opinions. Who knows how Stan and Haney have saved you?
There's something.
There's something going on. Like, watch this one. Ahoy, who's this?
This is George from down in Miami.
George, what do you got to tell us?
Man, if it wasn't for Stan and Haney, the swelling and the itchiness would have never gone away. But thank God I did. It's all gone now.
Perfect, George.
Perfect. Perfect. There we go. We got another one. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
What do you got for us?
Thanks to Stan and Haney, my erectile dysfunction is a thing of the past.
There's two of those.
Yep, yep.
We may have to come up with...
Yeah, bump those together.
You know, buy some of that Alex Jones product.
Yeah. Here, let's see. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, what do you got for us?
Oh, my God. I want to thank Stan and Haney, because in prior years, anytime I would talk to people, they would just reel back in horror. But thanks to Stan and Haney, my chronic halitosis has been reduced.
Yeah, let's try that.
I'm telling you, we got it now.
Yeah, let's try another one. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Steve from the Cape.
Steve, what do you got for us?
Well, I miss my ex-wife, but thanks to Stan and Haney, my aim's getting better.
You know what I'd really like to hear?
What's that?
Plantar fasciitis is a thing of the past.
Thanks to Stan and Haney. Let's try this one. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Who's this?
This is Todd from Inglewood.
Todd, what you got for us?
I got, thanks to Stan and Haney, mental health's no longer an issue. I've effing lost it.
Oh, I love it.
Ever since I lost my foot to diabetes, I thought my life would change forever. But thanks to Stan and Haney, that's no longer the case.
Hold on. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Alex Jones.
Go ahead, Alex.
Before Stan and Haney, the globalists had me trapped. I was canceled. I had nothing. My sex drive was low. But thanks to Superman Vitality and Stan and Haney's Institute of Great Radio, I am back and better than ever, baby!
I thought you suffered from psychosis,
yeah,
Alex.
Psychosis.
Well, that's just when I eat the chili.
All right, we got them. If you got them, bring them on.
All maladies welcome.
All maladies welcome. We're going to collect these things and turn them into one hell of a promo. It's promoting ourselves.
Yes.
Nobody else is going to do it. We'll promote this, ourselves.
Yeah, and that's
thanks
how you do it.
To our audience.
It has been proven effective since the 1800s. Snake oil sells.
Yep. Yeah, let's take one more. Hold on. Hey, get him on the line, and we'll take one more. And then we got to move on. All right, hold on. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Dave from up here in Punta Gorda.
Dave, what do you got for us?
Well, I want to thanks to Stan and Haney. I tried those really fancy arch supports. No luck. My feet are all still tingly and burning. But thanks to Stan and Haney, my plantar fasciitis is gone.
Thank you!
Oh, that's beautiful. Let me see if there's anything on the board here.
Some people call them age spots. I call them Stan and Haney.
Now, everything's clear. You know what? I've been hearing from road watchers saying that the roads are atrocious right now, but nothing on the board. Coming up,
I thought I'd have to live with liver spots forever.
Yeah.
But thanks to Stan and Haney.
Yeah. Here's some news headlines for you.
Just rapid fire.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We've heard for years about women faking an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, ladies? You're not the only one playing the game.
That's right. There's a way we can do it, too.
A man lost his kindergarten teaching job over his tattoos and surgically blackened eyes.
Oh, come on!
You know, if only he'd listened to Stan and Haney. Dateline, Largo, Florida. Two men are charged with strong-arm robbery for stealing a man's leg. And finally, Dateline, Summerfield, Florida.
Where's that? Where's Summerfield?
That is a suburb of the Ocala metropolis.
Ah, thank you, Haney.
A man who robbed a house because the Almighty Lord God told him to throws a Bible at the police when they attempt to intervene.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Okay. That ain't laughter. It's 4 o'clock.
My nervous tics got so bad I couldn't leave the house.
But thanks to Stan and Haney. I'm now leaving the house tick-free.
Yep.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Chris Wallace.
I'm sorry.
Do you have another one pop in your head?
No, it's just, I'm thinking about these things.
And you can picture it, can't you?
You can picture it. This is gold.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Stan and Haney whitened my teeth a full 5 shades overnight.
Yeah, thank you, Stan and Haney.
He referred to me as Fatty McFat Fat.
Well,
come on.
But no longer.
No, thanks to Stan and Haney.
Chris Wallace, who is nothing like his daddy.
Oh, a far cry.
Is the quote-unquote moderator for the first presidential debate tonight. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions we'd like to hear asked at tonight's debate.
Top questions we'd like to hear asked at tonight's debate.
Why does one of you hate taxes and the other hate malarkey?
Are you a junkie?
Forget the Supreme Court. Who would you nominate to be the next Black Panther?
Living in America.
We're now 12 minutes in. Mr. Vice President, do you need to urinate?
I bet you. Now, there's one thing that might happen. There will be an issue like that. He'll ask for time.
He's demanded it already, and Trump refused.
Come on, man.
How would you describe your personal smell?
Oh, I'm wet.
Where's Kanye? I'm sorry to interrupt, but honestly, do either of you know what TikTok is?
Bunch of bitches.
And finally, the very top question we'd like to hear at tonight's debate.
Yes.
Will you please speed this along so we can all get home and watch Cobra Kai?
Yep.
Hey! Let's go home.
It's time to go home.
Albert has left the building.
Bad tip, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
I have a
And just keep thinking of all the ways that Stan and Haney have improved your life.
Yep. I have several emails. I'm only going to get to two because they both have to deal with the same topic. And that's Junior being an Eagle Scout. Some of these people, I mean, this is one of the biggest things out
Junior
there.
Junior just, he doesn't get it because he tells us he's an Eagle Scout and then denigrates it by saying he didn't want to do it.
Well,
I didn't want to do it, but now things are going to be twisted around a certain way to make me look really bad.
No, that you do that yourself.
It's like you don't respect the badge.
Here's Scott.
Because you didn't want to do it. You admit that.
Let's hear what the emailer has to say.
Here's Scott from Naples. Hey, guys. I do want Junior to realize that at minimum, 50% of Eagle Scouts became Eagle Scouts due to a forceful parental guidance.
Yep.
Myself being one of them as well. My mother made damn sure that I would put the work into it. But you know what? I did the work. I got there, and I'm proud of that work. And so did you. And you're an Eagle Scout, okay? Be proud of it. Forceful parental intervention for good reasons used to be a celebrated thing. Not so much anymore, I guess. Signed, Scott.
You know, my nephew, he just got his badge. He's an Eagle Scout.
All right, this one here. This is from, let's see, did he sign it? No, got the email, but I don't have a name here. Ahoy, guys. Did you know Eagle Scout Award is one of the select few civilian awards that are permitted on a military uniform? Did you know that, Junior?
I didn't.
Really? So if Junior had gone in the service, he would have been allowed to wear that badge on his uniform.
Yep. And he's asking, ever get a Philmont? Philmont. Did you ever get a Philmont? Three times and a bronze Palm Eagle Scout here. Show Stan and Haney, Jr., how you can boil water with a paper cup. Because apparently an Eagle Scout can boil water.
What are they, like ninjas?
I don't know.
Is that true, Junior?
Boiling water with a plastic cup?
In a paper cup.
In a paper cup.
Yep, you're an Eagle Scout. You're supposed to be able to do it.
I'm supposed to know how to do that?
Yep.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Do you think you forgot it, or you just skipped that part? Or?
I'm pretty sure that was something that was never addressed.
Maybe that's where you had his extra badges.
This Philmont is three times and a bronze palm eagle.
Yeah, there's like different levels to it.
So are you like the bare minimum level?
Yeah, I'm bare minimum.
But you're an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
Okay. Stan's Name That Movie is next.
Would have liked to have seen him boil water in a paper cup.
Yeah, I would have. Got a lot of good stuff, including Busch Gardens' Hollow Scream. We're Stan and Haney.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockford.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. Mark Haney and the news in about 30 minutes. Just want to let everybody know. Traffic. Nothing is being posted to our studio, so no traffic report at this time. We'll check again right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Today, movie coaches. Coaches that have been portrayed in film.
A lot of potential there.
A lot of great potential. Up for grabs. I told you about it earlier. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens' Hollow Scream, including a parking pass. And the neat thing is that you don't have to come down here and, well, hold on a second. Yeah, just make sure they get their correct email address so they can have all that stuff ready. $50 to the pewter mug. We have one left available for giveaway. I'll try to get more, but we have a embroidered K-Rock Truckers hat. Really nice quality hat. And then we got haircuts from Twin Cuts, men's cuts, women's cuts, beard trims, kid cuts, hair coloring, and more. Four locations to get a haircut. So you got a K-Rock hat, you got pewter mug, you got Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. First person to correctly identify the film will have their choice of a prize while they last. I will release the phones. They're on hold right now. I'll release them after we play the first movie clip. This one is, I think, the most difficult. You should be able to get it. It's not that hard. Let's begin. Movie coaches, your job to name the movie. Here's movie clip number one. Name this movie.
Hey, Phil. I don't think that's a very good attitude. You can't talk about hurting other players.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're like your old man.
I'm not like my old man.
If it weren't for these kids, I would whip your butt.
I can take a punch.
I'm out of here. Bye-bye. I'll see you, Mr. Big Time Coach. Bye-bye.
I'm not like my old man. I'm a kind and gentle, compassionate human being with a heart as big as a lion. We'll see you later, Juice Box. Everyone wave goodbye to Juice Box. Literally wave. Do it. Here's two. Everyone wave. Okay. Guys, I only want winners out on the field. Who's a winner? I said, who's a winner? Everyone's hand should be up.
I am.
Okay, everyone bring it in. Who are we?
Tigers.
What?
Tigers.
All right, let's break someone's clavicle on three. One, two, three. Break someone's clavicle. Hit the field. Let's go.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Get yourself a prize if you're the first one to identify it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, name the movie.
Kicking and Screaming?
Yes, it is. Will Ferrell along with Mike Ditka, the juice box boy. What would you like?
I'll take the pewter mug.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Juice box boy. You're my assistant. You do as you're told. Telling this to Ditka. All right, there you go. That's movie clip number one. These are movie coaches. Movie coaches. Name this movie.
I'm going in.
Coach, you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
And look who's coming into the game.
You can do it! Get that old ass of yours in the end zone! We got to win this thing!
No, 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 no! Hey, old man! Absolutely not! You're going to get killed out here.
They've been trying that for years. Don't worry, I got the perfect play.
I ain't handing you the ball.
You don't have to.
Nate Scarborough, the former Heisman Trophy winner from 1955, is going to play tailback, but he's got to be in there more for moral support than anything.
Mean machine.
6 seconds left on the clock. Khan's down by seven. They must score on this play.
Down set. Fly, 99.
Come on, D.
The give is to the big man, Turley. He's stopped by Lambert at the line for no gain. No, wait. The ball's picked up by Scarborough. Touchdown!
Mean machine. Mean machine. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tommy.
Tommy, name it.
The movie or the actor?
The movie.
Okay, the movie. Oh, my God.
Name the movie. That's called Stan's Name That Movie. What the? Ahoy, who's this?
This is David.
David, name the movie.
The Longest Yard.
It is The Longest Yard. It was the remake with Adam Sandler. Cameo by Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Yes, sir. What would you like?
What do you got? I'm sorry.
Let's see. I got one more pewter mug. I've got a gray K-Rock trucker's hat embroidered. Really nice. A haircut at Twin Cuts or Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
I'll take the Busch Gardens, my friend.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. And, Junior, it's a quick transaction, not a personal call. Just wanted to pass that along.
Bet he appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Somebody's got to guide him. Movie clip number three. Movie coaches. In the history of movie coaches, there's one coach that I particularly liked.
Particular.
Yep. Scheduling. name this movie. Win a prize.
I asked you a question, dumbass.
You evil exit, and I will saw your head off.
You can do it! Cut his head off!
Hold it. Just a minute. Now, what is the problem here, honey? I mean, whatever it is, we don't want this to get physical. Right, Klein?
Yeah, well, your team acting like a bunch of
Gray, this is not how ambassadors for the University of Louisiana are supposed to act. So now you just get back on the bus. However, assault with a deadly weapon, very, very serious offense. Officer, get her little country ass out of here.
Thank you,
Mr. I got something for you.
This
is his transcript from South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. Now, the problem with that is there ain't no South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. So obviously, this is a fake. However, this is not a fake. This is from the NCAA. They don't think you ought to play football no more. No. So allow me to say this to you one more time. You're fired.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Want to see a championship ring? Are we messing with the champ?
It's our friend.
Yeah, it's our buddy. 277-9600. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, can you name the movie?
I'm going to guess The Water Boy.
It is The Water Boy with the great, great Jerry Reed.
And I want you to come clean. You weren't guessing. You knew.
Nope, I was guessing. All right, I knew.
Of course you knew. Representing the state of Louisiana. In Cherokee Plain, Louisiana.
You guys sound like you're playing that foosball.
From the NCAA. What would you like?
The pewter mug, please.
All right, that's our last pewter mug. Hold on. Again, Junior, it's not a personal call. It's a transaction.
He doesn't view it that way.
I know. All right, here's...
rightly so, he's realized... He's quite popular. Yeah. People want to talk to him.
Yes, he is. He's popular. He's got this. Oh, you know how the emailer was asking Junior about the Philmont? Are you
he's a bare minimum.
Philmont, according to multiple texts that we got, Philmont is a large Boy Scout camp in New Mexico. This person said, along with others have said it, my dad went there in the late 60s.
Is that where you learned to boil water?
It is a beautiful Boy Scout location. It's iconic. Junior should have known that. And everybody, multiple times, should have. You're not familiar with.
Well, he admits he wasn't paying attention because he didn't want to be there.
You're not familiar with Philmont, Mexico? With the
Philmont, Mexico?
Yeah, that's where the
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
That's
no.
where you go for the big Boy Scout camp out. It's supposed to be iconic.
The Jamboree?
I don't know.
Never been.
I don't know if it's a Jamboree.
I've never been, dude.
Speaking of New Mexico, you see what they found out about the education president?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. I just want to be known as the education president. Wasn't he on our show? Didn't we have him on our... I swear to God we had him on our show.
No, I think it was the sound alike.
All right, we're up to movie clip number 4. Now we have K-Rock hat and we have Twin Cuts. That's what's left. All right, because we've given away 2 pewter mugs. We've given away Hollow Scream. More tomorrow. Name... This movie, we're featuring movie coaches. Name this movie.
Get up and run, coach. You're going to puke like everybody else.
I can't puke, Bonix. I've never puked in my life, ever.
You're lying to me.
I've been sick before. I've just never puked. I swear on my mother's grave.
What about when you were a baby? Babies throw up all the time.
My mom said I never did it. I swear. She said it was fascinating. In fact, the local PBS wanted to do a documentary on me.
Have you ever been punched in the jejunum?
No, what's the jejunum?
It's part of the small intestine.
I don't think so. I mean, I've been punched in the armpit before. And in the wrist twice. Coccyx. And the back of the knee. Both eyes. I've been punched right in my trachea.
Let that out. Go ahead, Jackson. Just let it go.
Hey. Huh? Get a hold of yourself, Jackie. Let go. Hold it in, Jackie. Hold it in. Get off me, goddammit, Jackie.
Yeah. He didn't throw it. Even a local PBS station wanted to do a thing.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. He's been punched in the armpit before.
Back to the knee.
Yeah. Coccyx. 277-9600. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Donovan.
Donovan, name the movie.
Semi-pro?
It is. It's semi-pro. Yes, sir. I've got a K-Rock hat or I got a haircut. What do you want?
The hat. You guys to sign them?
Sure. We'll sign it for you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. I'm going to put you over to Junior. Remember, remind
Way
Junior.
Way to mess up a perfectly good hat.
Yeah, it's a good hat. Remind Junior when you talk to him when I switch you over, tell him that this is just
a quick transaction.
Yes, sir. It's not a personal call.
And the signatures only make the hat better.
All right, I hope so, for your sake. Hold on a second. Okay, we got one more.
Oh, thanks to Stan and Haney, my days of suffering wisdom tooth pain is over.
Yep.
Oh, TMJ again? Oh, no! Thanks to Stan and Haney, I no longer suffer from TMJ.
Yep.
Whatever that is.
I just like to even say, thanks to Stan and Haney, I'm just pain-free.
Oh, my days used to be agony.
Agony.
Until I found Stan and Haney.
Yep. Now I'm pain-free.
I used to hate myself and my family. Less so now that I listen to Stan and Haney.
Junior, this Philmont Ranch in New Mexico is no jamboree, okay? It's no jamboree.
Well, he didn't make the cut.
Did you ever go on any, like, camp out?
Only if it was required.
Yeah, definitely. I think the farthest away from here that we went was in North Carolina.
And did you complain?
It was actually really nice up there. I really liked that camping
trip. But you didn't want to go, did you?
Not really.
No.
Did you make that known?
Yeah. Oh, I always vocalized that I didn't want to go.
Of course, you vocalized well.
Yeah. Right.
Did you boil water in a cup? Paper cup?
I know how to do it now.
Yeah, you looked it up.
But you didn't learn it in Eagle Scouts.
No, I didn't. Actually, someone called during the break and told me.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I can't tell you.
I tell you.
It's only Eagle Scout knowledge, okay?
But can you do it now?
I can do it now.
Yeah.
Can you demonstrate it?
Put a paper cup in a microwave.
Yeah, do we have a paper cup?
Yeah, and put it right in a microwave. Come out boiling.
Do you have a paper cup in there?
Not on me.
All right, well, see if you can find one. I'll see what I can do.
Jeez. See the tone? See the tone? The tone. We got one more.
You know, I think if any former producer, going back decades, were in the room with him, they would explain what was wrong with that exchange.
Yeah, what was wrong there?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know that you don't.
Yeah, of course you don't.
I was told that about millennials.
Yeah. It's proven to be
just
true.
But you just have to deal with it.
There's no learning. Them.
Well, yeah, because they don't understand the problem.
Yep.
Got to cater to my needs.
One left. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, the only thing I got left is a haircut. You can name the movie and take the haircut, or you can name the movie and just say I did it for fun. Name the movie. Coaches. Movie Coaches. This one's good.
Starting today, you will play like winners, act like winners, and most importantly, you will be winners. If you listen and learn, you will win basketball games. And gentlemen, winning in here is the key to winning out there. This contract states that you will maintain a 2.3 grade point average. You will attend all your classes, and you will sit in the front row of those classes.
Yo, this is a country ass.
Excuse me. Did you say something, sir?
Worm was wondering, are you some country church with your tie on and all that?
Right.
That's what you want to say, right?
And what is your name, sir?
I'm Timo Cruz, sir.
Well, Mr. Cruz and Mr. Worm, what you should both know is we treat ourselves with respect. We don't use the word.
Are you some preacher man or some? Because God ain't going to do you no good in this neighborhood.
Well, I live in this neighborhood, sir.
Sir, can you believe this uppity, sir?
Okay, Mr. Cruz. Leave the gym right now.
For what?
I'll ask you one last time to leave the gym before I help you leave.
Before you what? Do you even know who I am?
From what I can see, a very confused and scared young man.
Scared of who? Scared of you? I'm supposed to be scared of you? I ain't scared of nobody. I would lay your ass out.
I don't think so.
Go on. Get off me. Teachers ain't supposed to touch students.
I'm not a teacher. I'm the new basketball coach.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that clip, Junior?
Yeah, I was listening.
In one ear.
Out the other. Let's see if either a haircut or just the pride of winning. You should have been faster in the beginning. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is David.
David, name the movie.
Coach Carter.
It is Coach Carter. And I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you over to Junior. He's going to set you up with a haircut. And the thing is, just remember, it's a transaction and not a personal call, so remind him of that.
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right, hold on.
You hear that? You hear what a caller says to you?
Very respectful.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice to hear our producer once, yes, sir, will do.
Well, yep. I love the sound of that caller. Haney, let's close the lid on this thing. I don't even want to look at the texts. They're a mile long.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to coaches. Tune in next week to see what else he's come up with. From Radio City and Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Hey, man, you been working out?
Yeah, about 3 times a week.
Man, you see, I'm doing the same.
Are you? Yeah, you look good.
You're not doing anything illegal like steroids or something like that.
No, I'd never do that.
No way. How's your ass doing?
Fine.
Let me see your ass.
No, I mean...
No, I just want to look at your ass.
Well, that kind of creeps me out.
Why does it creep you out?
I don't know. I just don't like...
I look at your muscles. I go, your arms are great. Your chest is looking good. You're getting bigger. You're getting buff. Your stomach's tight.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that.
Right.
And I ask about your ass, and you think that I'm some kind of weirdo.
Yeah, well, why would you want to know about my ass?
I'll show you. I'll tell you what I mean. Look at my ass. How's my ass look? How's my ass?
Looks like an ass. It looks fine.
Look, a fine ass.
Yes.
Pretty good ass?
It's pretty good,
think chicks like it?
Yeah, I think chicks would like it.
Okay, that's why I want to look at your ass.
All right.
See, I think you have a nice ass.
Thank you.
I think chicks would like it.
Thanks.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Feel my ass.
I'm not feeling your ass.
Feel my ass.
All right.
How's it feel?
It feels good.
Let me feel your ass.
Hey,
man, that's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been working out.
Yeah.
We got nice asses.
We do.
Do you know any chicks?
Not a one.
Damn. Steroids are dangerous. They can cause cancer. For a free brochure at the President's Council on Health.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a little bit. Also, coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be everybody's friend Al Beck taking you through your Tuesday evening. I think that's what we started.
Well,
he's everybody's friend.
You know how it is when Al Beck comes into a town, he holds a funeral for all the other night guys.
That's right. Because there's a new king in town. We got to do a couple of things, but first let's take this phone call.
Yeah, I haven't really heard a lot of Al Beck, but my understanding is all he does is brag about himself.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Brian from Mayfield, New York.
Hey, did you have a stick pin?
Yes, I do.
All right, glad to hear it. What do you got for us? Go ahead.
I used to walk through life with blinders on. Thanks to Stan and Haney, now I can see again.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Put it in the file, Jim.
Put it in there because we're just loading them up. I want hundreds of them in there. Hundreds.
Bam, 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 bam,
yep.
Bam.
Yep. At your local Xfinity store, the doors to awesome are open, and they have new healthy practices in place to help you make your experience as safe as possible.
They are thoroughly cleaning stores and disinfecting high-touch areas, also practicing social distancing and requiring everyone to wear facial coverings.
What will you find at your local Xfinity store? Awesome savings when you get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile together. No matter what brings you in, they're there to figure it out together.
And if you want to save time, now you can book appointments online at XfinityStores.com so you can come by when it's convenient for you. It's just another way Xfinity is here to make things simple, easy, awesome. Visit your local Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. As I told you, nothing traffic-wise, absolutely nothing. So let's get right into the meat of the matter.
But we'll continue on with the illusion that we provide traffic information.
Yeah, we're supposed to. And the thing is we have a couple of traffic sources, and both of them have decided to take the day off. You're not going to tell me that there isn't an accident out there. I know this area. We got another? We got another, Junior?
Yeah.
All right, let's take this, and we'll do some news then. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Todd.
Todd, what do you got for us?
Well, I lost my foot to diabetes, but since I've listened to Stan and Haney, thing grew back.
Perfect.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We may have to block some time to get some more of those.
Yep. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, September 29th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. It pains me to say this, Stan, but Hawaii is smarter than we are.
Hawaii?
Yes.
How so?
Well, you know, it's one of my rules. If it can live, it can live in Florida. And so people get cutesy and keep just ridiculous things as pets, then get tired of them, let them go, and we have the perfect climate for anything to breed and grow out of control.
It's true.
Well, they have the same thing in Hawaii.
I bet and especially because it's an island, if it's not native, it has to be brought in.
Yep. Here's where they are smarter than us. It is illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii.
You can't own a hamster?
Nope.
Gerbil?
I would imagine...
Guinea pig?
I would imagine all of those would fall under the same statute.
Mouse?
Because I guess they've done the studies and determined that the climate is so good for rodentia that if even a few escaped, they would start wild colonies rapidly that would decimate all Hawaiian crops.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and there's somebody, I'm sure they try to smuggle them in.
Well, you know, it's like talking about Joe Exotic when he was a kid and brought home 4 rats and came back with 60.
Yep, that's right. Oh, and by the way, this is going to be a thing. We're going to bank these, you know, thanks to Stan and Haney.
Mm-hmm. We need just millions of them.
I just want to let the texters know. It's not your... Great, you got a great idea. It's your voice on the phone that we're looking for. I can't read all the texts that have been sent, but...
But you know what? If you text it on your phone, it should be saved so that when you call in, your great idea will be right there waiting for
Precisely. You. Precisely. Texting it does us no good. So save it. Save your thought. And when we open up the phones and you got them, use them. But it's a phone telephone thing.
At some point this week, we got to block out some time and do nothing but that.
Yep.
Speaking of animals, it's a damn good thing, and I think most people are this way. Humans have kind of a detente with spiders. Live and let live. We know you've got your business to go about. Unless we have to, we're not going to mess with you.
And think about this. The people that are frightened of spiders, if you have a spider in your house, it's not a bad thing.
It's there for a reason.
Yep. And it's getting rid of all the other bugs and little flying things around in your house.
And it has really little interest in you.
Very little. Wants to be left alone. You leave it alone. It's a good thing to have in your house.
And it's a good thing that humans have that kind of relationship with spiders.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to frighten you.
What?
But if they ever turned on us, we're doomed.
If spiders turn, because they want to leave us alone.
Yeah. They're not quite sure what we're about.
Yeah.
They're not really scared of us, but they let us go about our business, too.
But if they wanted to turn on us, you're saying we're all doomed?
Yes. If all the spiders on Earth got it in their head that we're their enemy and must be destroyed,
yeah,
we're done for. There are approximately 29 million tons worth of spiders on Earth right now.
That's a lot of tons.
And based on the amount that spiders consume, in theory, they would be able to consume every single human being on the planet in 1 year.
1 year, they could eat us all.
Yep.
Oh.
Added up, all the spiders in the world consume somewhere between 400 million and 800 million tons of prey every year.
That's the bad stuff you don't want in your house.
Yep. Whereas all of the humans on Earth combined weigh about 300 million tons.
They just gobble us right up.
Yeah, so it's probably good to have that attitude where, hey, I know we don't get along really, but you've got your business, I've got mine. Let's stay out of each other's way.
I'm going to tell you, and I've said this before, Haney and I at one time shared a duplex, him on one side, me on the other.
Mm-hmm. It was like a sitcom, but nobody filmed it.
Yep, and occasionally I'd go over there, occasionally he'd come over and... Once in a while.
And it was weird because it was the exact same layout, but I had my stuff and he had his.
And it was opposite.
Yep.
Left hand, right hand.
Yep.
I was coming from your house. It was nighttime. I'll never forget this. And I don't even know what the type of spider it was.
Oh, we had some beauties there.
Oh, I came from your house.
Because we were in new construction. We were the first people to live there.
Yep. Went into my place. And as I go through the front door, walking across the floor, was a spider about the size
of a small cat?
No. He was only about the size of like a quarter, but beefy. It was a large spider, again, about the size of a quarter, maybe.
But looked like he worked out.
But looked like he worked out. And the natural response I had, I was startled. I stepped on it. And when I stepped on it, it was evidently walking with all of its babies on it. And when I stepped on it, hundreds of tiny little spiders came crawling off of them, going everywhere in the house. Scared the bejesus out of me.
And they all left except one. And one morning you woke up and over your bed the web said, some pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Stan opened his eyes and a little spider dropped down and said, salutations.
I don't know what kind it was, but they're a unique creature. Because as I had the discussion with my wife the other night, I said, no, they're not an insect, but I still consider them a bug. And she goes, they're not bugs.
Well, they have their own category.
They're arachnids or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
The mind of their own.
Yeah, well, if she wants to get smart about that, ask her to explain an octopus.
Nobody can.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
They don't fit.
In any
they
category.
They shouldn't be here.
Nope.
They're not related to anything.
Huge eye, suction cup arms, large brain, and a mouth like a buoyed.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a beak.
Yep.
And nobody, it'll walk on land.
And nobody can understand it.
And nobody can understand it.
By the time they were done studying it, the conclusion they came to is it really shouldn't be here.
Right. And they're extremely smart.
We just don't know what they're thinking.
Yep, there's one right there.
See, they look like spiders.
No, that is a spider.
Oh, I thought it was an octopus that looked like a spider.
Could very well. Maybe they're in the same family. Eight legs.
Uh-huh.
Ah. And see, a quick glance, you thought that was an octopus.
No, I thought it was an octopus that looked like a spider.
Aha!
I thought it was you were pulling tricks on
me. No, but you know, it could be. 8 and 8.
What is that?
What is that?
That's a wolf spider. Someone just taxed it in.
A bunch of babies on them?
Yep.
That's probably what you stepped on.
Could have been, sure.
That's pretty beefy.
Wolf spider.
Well, they'll jump at you, won't they?
He was about this big. He was about that big.
Well, she.
She, like the size of a quarter.
Yeah, you can't trust them.
No. Can't trust an octopus either.
No. I trust a spider over an octopus.
What's that?
It's a wolf spider.
Oh, he's looking right at you in that picture.
Yeah. Looks like a little baby kangaroo sitting up there.
Yeah, Danilo. Forward-facing eyes.
Yeah. And then it's sort of like a hermit crab.
Yeah,
the way
a little bit. Yeah. They might be related.
And all those eggs you broke open.
Yeah. Well, they were already open. They were just hitching a ride on Mama.
Oh, so when you splatted Mama, they just scattered over your kitchen?
Yes. Yes.
Did they go away on their own?
Fast.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're a tiny little spider riding on your Mama, yeah, who's huge to you, and something comes along and squashes her dead, you want to get out of there.
And imagine what I'm thinking, because it caught me by surprise. I squish it, and I'm going, what the hell?
It split into sections and came after
There's
me.
There's hundreds.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
See, Junior won't believe this, but there was a time in this country where gas was rationed and there were lines to get gas,
mm-hmm,
and restrictions on when you could get gas.
Yep.
What was it? I know that it was based on your license plate, what days you could get gas.
Even numbered license plates, numbers that ended in an even, you can get gas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. An odd number was Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Everything was closed on Sunday.
Well, I didn't know this, but they're using that same system in Costa Rica right now. It's not where they restrict fuel.
Yeah.
But if you are a resident of Costa Rica, you are only allowed to drive 6 days a week. So, when you're out on the road, you better make sure that it's not the day you shouldn't be driving based on your license plate. It's the last digit of your license plate that dictates when you're not allowed on the road. And if you're out on that day, that's an easy ticket.
Yeah, trouble.
Yep.
When we had the rationing back in the 70s, they also had limits on the amount of gas you could buy. Eight gallons, that's it.
And people would be parked in a line for
all the way down the road.
All because the Arabs wanted to play games with Nixon.
And then Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
Because I was driving the second time it happened. And that was when Carter was in. Well, I remember it well.
I'm glad I skipped that part.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there are some people that seemed destined for the jobs that they are in. I would say I'm one of those people.
Oh, sure.
I was a child prodigy.
Yeah. That's what that's the way the story goes.
And, you know, some people, they just seem like they're born to work on cars. Sometimes it's just a good fit.
Sure.
And sometimes it's not. For instance, you'll have a hard time being a preschool teacher if you're someone who tends to frighten small children.
Yeah, that could be a problem. That's a hurdle to overcome.
There's a 35-year-old gent in France, named, of course, Sylvain Helene. And he recently lost his job as a kindergarten teacher. Why?
Why?
He thought it would be a good idea to have himself covered from head to toe in tattoos. But that wasn't enough. To really top it off, he had his eyes surgically blackened to look like a demon. Suffice it to say, children were terrified when they saw this man.
Yeah, I can understand that.
One three-year-old even had nightmares because of him. That child's parents complained, and he lost his kindergarten job. He's still at the school, though, frightening older kids now.
Yeah, move them up to a higher grade. Oh, my God.
This man believes he's been treated unfairly.
Guess again, you did it to yourself.
Quote, all my students and their parents were always cool with me. He spent more than 460 hours getting tattoos. He's 35 now and says he got most of them when he was 27. Why?
Why?
Because Sylvain, at the age of 27, suffers what he calls an existential crisis. He was in crisis, see.
So get inked up.
That's no reason that he can't go around frightening school children.
Right, he has rights.
This is France, last time I checked. Yep,
that's his truth.
You know, some people who carry around a Bible, don't ever actually get around to reading
nope.
the Bible.
Absolutely true.
Police in Summerfield, Florida. That's a suburb of the Great Slocala metro area.
Thank you, Haney.
Responded to a 911 call regarding a burglary last week, and the next-door neighbor confronted them. That would be 39-year-old Robert Hoskins. He's described as wearing Crocs around his neck and gray boxer briefs, nothing else. He argued with the police and then threw a Bible at one of them. Hit the cop in the face with the Bible as Robert yelled, "I condemn you." That's kind of a modern take on "I rebuke
yeah,
you."
Yeah, sure, back in colonial times.
The police arrested him and he admitted he broke into the house next door because God told him to. His wife explained, it may not have been God that told him that, because he has a severe drug problem.
Ah, you don't say.
Charged with burglary, larceny, resisting arrest, battery on a law enforcement officer, and criminal mischief.
There he is, Haney.
Read it.
Yeah, at least once in a while.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Looks like a good dog,
Martini.
Though.
Yep, loyal.
Wonder if his name's Scout.
Maybe.
That's what I'd name him. Come here, Scout. Bill. I'm going to try to do some relatable crosstalk with you at the end of this that I think we should have on our professional reel.
Okay.
I think it'll be that good.
Right on.
On Saturday afternoon, a 41-year-old gent named Larry Struthers and 31-year-old Jason Rappa confronted a man in Largo. They fought with him and stole his backpack. But that's not all they stole. They also stole his leg.
What?
His prosthetic leg. Police tracked them down about an hour later and charged them with strong arm robbery. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they enjoyed the poetry of that crime.
Don't even. Let's upload that. That's going to make a great tape.
Now, let's see weather. Sunshine across the metro region. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, September 29th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
That should get us a local Emmy.
Yeah. Does for everybody else. Do those little rhyming stories there and... Who's that?
That's them.
Oh, jeez.
Now, seriously.
Who does that on purpose?
And look,
they want to look like that.
These people, there's something wrong with them. They were dropped
I will
as
tell
a
you,
kid. They,
right now, the guy on our right, his girlfriend goes to beauty school.
Yep, wanted to do his hair. I don't think he has a girlfriend. His mama did it.
Well, maybe she's going for cosmetology.
Both of them were probably shaken as infants. We'll be back.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcements. The big boss was here and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Al Beck up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one last look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Thanks to a road watcher. The only thing that I have to report, and again, thanks to a road watcher, is that there was an accident, I-75 northbound at Bonita Beach. Right down by the Bonita Beach exit. And that is it. You are up to date.
I'm gonna go down on the creek bank, gather all my people.
What a great singer.
Pitch horseshoes until the sun goes down.
Gonna barbecue.
Ah, our buddy.
Eat potato salad. Well. Let the bird dogs run, let the children sing. Lord, we're gonna get down.
Yes, we shall gather down in Dixie.
Down in Dixie.
Where my father and my children's feet have trod.
North of the Mason-Dixon, no matter.
North of Caloosahatchee, barely done.
I'm American by birth and Southern by the grace of God.
This is for you, fellas. Thanks for taking care of the general.
Yes.
I'm gonna slip off with my cousin for a little shot of bourbon. Listen to him stretch the truth for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna sneak up behind my baby and tell her that I love her.
Aww.
I'm gonna lay her down in a hickory shade and watch my baby smile.
In the hickory shade.
We shall gather down in Dixie.
Got Dixie.
Where my father and my children's feet have trod, we shall all sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm American by birth and Southern by the grace of God. Yes, we shall gather down in
Dixie.
Where my father and my children's feet have trod, shall all sing hallelujah. I'm American by birth and Southern by the grace of God.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was a high school teacher. And then I became the school's in-school suspension teacher. Oh, that was strange. Because you just sit in your classroom and you wait for kids to show up. I remember one time the principal escorted a kid to my room. He said, Mr. Baxter, this is Derek. Derek's been making cat noises in class. He's not on his medication today. We're going to leave him here with you as a safety precaution. Well, what about my safety, man? I'm not a cat whisperer. I ain't got no litter box underneath my desk. It's a safety issue. Don't worry about it. Then he just left. First of all, if this is a safety issue and you're the principal, you should be doing something about it. You should be standing in front of the school with a list of all the kids on medication. You on your meds today? No? Get the heck back on the bus.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
You know, we need to do some marketing, Stan.
We can't market ourselves. We've never been able to market ourselves.
But we can with the help of listeners.
Okay.
Hear me out.
All right, I'm listening. Lay it on me. How can the listeners help?
Well, when they call in...
Yes.
We need maladies. We need people that are convincing that will say things like, thanks to Stan and Haney, I can finally bend over to pet my dog again.
Yes!
Before Stan and Haney, I couldn't even stand to be around my grandchildren.
But thanks to Stan and Haney,
yeah,
we've had more time together than I care to mention.
I no longer fear being in enclosed spaces, thanks to Stan and Haney.
You see, you got that father-son product on the mind.
That's because they're that good, and you never know what the product is.
I still don't. What is it called?
Relief Factor.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's a father and son.
And they never tell you what it is.
They never tell you what it is. It comes in a bucket.
I thought it came in like a bag.
Maybe it's a bag.
I think it came in a bag like, you know, when you get those laundry pods yes. in a resealable bag. It looks like that to me.
But it's these this father and son. The father is ashamed of his son because he kind of looks simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have conservative talk show hosts
yes.
stand between them.
And that's my dream, to be in that position. I want to be between the father and son.
And they tell you that they're pain-free because of, what is the product?
Relief Factor.
Relief Factor.
But they don't tell you what it is.
But you don't know what it is. And then they cut to like a grandmother who says, I've spent the $39.50 on Relief Factor and the pain went away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is it? What are you talking? Just try it for 1 week and your pain will go pain-free.
We'll ship it out right away.
Right away. What are you shipping to me?
I always wondered what it felt like to be Lazarus in the tomb. Now I know. I can walk again.
Yeah. I used to be bedridden.
Yep.
But once I tried, what is it?
Relief Factor.
Once I had paid up front for Relief Factor, a product that I don't even know what it is. Do I mix it with water? Do I swallow it whole? Is it pill? Is it an ointment, a gel, a cream? Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it a patch?
I was clinically dead for several minutes, but thanks to Stan and Haney, I can go shopping again.
You know what? You're absolutely right. If we had a series of those.
And we can gather them over time.
Over time, we can gather them and then just
Everybody's got their own malady.
Yeah.
I never thought my knee would be right again. Thanks, Stan and Haney.
Brilliant. And they won't know what we're talking about either.
Yep.
Because nobody knows what Relief Factor is.
Thanks to Stan and Haney. Underarm stains are a thing of the past.
Yep. Thank you, Stan and Haney.
Yep.
I don't know what we'd do without you.
Hi, I'm Mark Haney. This is Stan, along with our idiot son, Junior.
And we want to tell you about Relief Factor. I don't know what that is. What is this? Somebody on hold?
Maybe we got a first malady.
Yeah, maybe we got our first malady. Hold on.
Make sure you're rolling them, Junior.
Yeah, right. Make sure we got everything going. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, Stan. This is Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Listen, I've been a longtime listener, and I just want to say to all the K-Rock listeners out there that if it wasn't for Stan and Haney, I couldn't get by the day without having a few laughs. And any day of the week, they're always there for you.
And can you say your skin cleared up?
Yeah, thanks to Stan and Haney, my skin cleared up.
And thanks to Stan and Haney, my skin cleared up.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Make sure you save that. There's number one.
There's number one. We'll collect these over time.
Thanks to Stan and Haney, my neck pain is a thing of the past.
Yep. Thanks to Stan and Haney, I can drive my tractor again.
Yep. I used to love gardening, but then, the pain.
Ooh.
But thanks to Stan and Haney, I'm up to my ass in petunias again. You see the possibilities?
That's spectacular. That's spectacular.
I've tried the other lumbar cushions, and quite frankly, I threw them in the trash. Thanks, Stan and Haney.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Brilliant. Oh, we might have another one here. Hold on. Let Junior check it, because we got to start collecting these things.
Yeah, we got to start banking them.
Yep.
And then just hit them rapid fire.
Yep. And then boom, boom, boom. I don't care how long it takes. What? We got one? We got another live one? All right. Ahoy.
Hey, ahoy, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. What do you got? Hey, what do you got for us? Go ahead.
Listen, I thought my impotence would be the end of my marriage. But thanks to Stan and Haney, my wife can still experience 4 hours of pleasure a day.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Well done.
And unsolicited.
And unsolicited. No, we're not. We're asking just your own opinions.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.